The White House has warned the U.S. Congress not to impose any new sanctions on Iran, saying that such a move could jeopardize ongoing diplomatic efforts. Deputy White House spokesman Josh Earnest's warning message to Capitol Hill came after Republican and Democratic lawmakers called on Congress to press for tougher sanctions against Iran. According to Earnest, Washington imposed sanctions on Iran to pressure the Islamic Republic to take a diplomatic path. He's also added that any additional sanctions on Iran, especially at a time when a diplomatic opportunity has emerged for both sides, would undermine the United States' credibility. Let's go to New York and talk to James Petras, Middle East expert. Welcome, sir. Ms. Petras, how do you see this recent deal on Iran's nuclear program?
Well, I think it's a historical step forward. The fact that the negotiations took place, that the a temporary agreement was made, there is a strategy toward a permanent solution. I think Iran made enormous concessions regarding its nuclear facilities, its downgrading its 20% enriched uranium, it's limiting the operations of its centrifuges, etc. This is much more than any of the negotiators anticipated. The fact that the U.S. agreed to lower sanctions is very minimal impact right now and for the foreseeable future. It will not have any effect on the world oil markets because only a fraction of increase will take place. But the fact of the matter is the big fight is still to come, and that is the fight with the Israel lobby that has such a stranglehold on the U.S. Congress. It's time, if this is going to advance the peace process, the negotiations, the reconciliation, Obama has to pull his pants up and take on the Israeli lobby in Congress, because if the Israeli lobby gets their way, what they are demanding is the surrender of Iranian sovereignty, the dismantlement of its entire program. That is Netanyahu's agenda. That is what the Israeli lobby is pushing, and that is what they are influencing the American Congress. That should not pass. And I think the only way is for the White House to stand up to that and continue on a progressive path, beginning with the initial settlement that has taken place. Today, Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times, a very influential and highly prestigious writer of Jewish background, spells it out very clearly. He said it's time for Obama to stand up to the Israeli lobby in Congress, or else this opening, this diplomatic opportunity, will go by the boards.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to James Petras, Middle East expert from New York. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.